We're back to Neil Haley Show. I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Lefty of Legacy Film. How are you, Lefty? I know you're excited about our guest. We're going to have a great conversation with our guest today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited for this one, for sure.
All right. Our guest today is Dean Israelite, and he's going to talk about Little Wing. How are you, Dean? And it's got to feel good when a project finally comes to fruition, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. It is great that the movie is finally coming out into the world. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Good, Lefty.
Yeah, I was curious. How did the personal history with pigeon racing influence the storytelling in Little Wing?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. The when John Gaidens, the screenwriter, called me up about 6 years ago now and said, "Are you interested in reading a weird little script I wrote about pigeon racing?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, John, my father and grandfather were some of the most preeminent pigeon racers in Johannesburg, South Africa in the 60s. So I grew up hearing all of these stories about pigeon racing and pigeon fancying. And I was like, I'd love to read the script." So that was my way in. And I fell in love with the material for way more than just the pigeons, the themes. It's about people, and the themes really resonated deeply, and the pigeons really become a metaphor for all of that. But I really wanted to respect the pigeons in this movie, and I wanted to showcase them and photograph them in a way where people would fall in love with these creatures, because they are incredible and they become very important to the characters in the film and very important to their journey and their the way in which they ultimately heal. I guess that reverence for the pigeons came from growing up hearing all of these stories.
And I think this is a different way of taking pigeons in a movie, right? You think of John Wick and using pigeons. You think of other, always thinking of, people that are homeless when you talk about pigeons. This is the first time ever it's placed in a different atmosphere, the pigeon, getting a little bit more of a representation, I think.
Yeah, and it all ties into the themes of the movie. Homing pigeons are incredible birds, and, I don't know if – not many people know this, that homing pigeons will know one home their entire lives. And that's why they are pigeons that race, because you take them miles away from their home and you let them free, and then they race back to their respective homes and you time them. And so that idea of always having a singular home and doing anything it takes to get back to your home is thematically so important to this film. And they're incredible creatures for that reason. And what I love is people watch this film, and they connect to the characters in this film, but they also come away saying, I had no idea that pigeons were so incredible. And I see pigeons in a whole new light now when I walk down the street. And I think that that's a great metaphor for the characters too, who need to discover new things about themselves.
Totally.
Yeah. And what's the message that you would like the young audience to take away from the film?
I mean, I think all audiences really, because I think this movie is for young people, but it's also for adults. To me, it's, when pigeons are released from the truck and they end up flying back to their respective homes, they're released by a guy called the Liberator, which is such a great title. Mm-hmm. And I hope that what people take from this is that, we're all in a state of crisis at various points. Every character in this movie is in a state of crisis, and they end up figuring out how to liberate themselves from that crisis. And so that is what I hope audiences get from the movie.
No, I screened most of it. I got to finish it because I'm getting into this, and go figure, you push the wrong button, the whole deal. And I'm going to definitely check out the rest of the movie, but I'm enjoying it immensely. And I like it because, again, you got a pretty good, a great cast, and thinking about, specifically enough, some of the people that you were able to cast in specific positions in this movie. So talk a little bit of premise of a couple of the characters in the film so people can understand it.
Yeah. So, the lead is played by Brooklyn Prince, who people might recognize from the Florida Project, but also she was just recently in Cocaine Bear. She is phenomenal. And she plays a 13-year-old girl who's reeling from her parents' divorce and losing her home. And so begins her crazy journey of trying to figure out how she's going to save her house by stealing a pigeon from one of the, you know, the best pigeon races in Portland, which where the movie is set, who has a pigeon worth $250,000. And that man is played by Brian Cox. And I think audiences who love Brian are going to really enjoy his performance here, because he brings that sort of gruff grit that we're used to, but there's also a whole other side to him that I think is really interesting in the way he plays his character. And we also have Kelly Riley, who people will recognize from Yellowstone, and she plays Brooklyn's mom in this. And she's so gifted. And also it's a totally different side to her, I think, than what we're used to seeing on Yellowstone. And I think that the movie just really showcases the kind of diversity of what these actors are capable of bringing us.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
And is there a memorable moment that you can share, like while working with Brooklyn and Brian?
I mean, the first rehearsal I did with the two of them was incredible. You know, Brian had just, I don't know, arrived the day before from, I think, Budapest or something, shooting some commercial there. So he had just gotten off the plane, and I'd been working with Brooklyn for about a week, and Brian came into the rehearsal, and we just started reading through some scenes, and we get to one of these pivotal scenes in the movie, and Brian just like puts on this character, and Brooklyn is in her character, and we're just reading. We're just sitting around a table reading, and Brooklyn starts crying in the scene as the character. And I was just blown away. I was just like, this is, we're just sitting here reading and I'm completely transported into the film with these two actors kind of going at it in a table read. So that's when I knew it was going to be okay.
No, it definitely seems like it's going to be okay. And like I said, I think it was great. It's a great storyline, something different. Right. Especially now, as we're finally getting this, more and more projects are coming out. I spoke to a star who hosts Extras, one of the Extra on Extra. And he basically told me flat out, he said, this is going to be a renaissance for filmmakers and content that's going to come out in the next couple of years. You're pretty excited about, you're jumping on this now, right? Where this is coming out and there's going to be so many more projects coming for people to view and check out.
I hope so. I mean, the business is in such an inflection point right now, and I don't know, honestly. I'm glad that he felt very optimistic. I think, you know, it depends really who you talk to and when, how optimistic they are about the business. But I am hoping that a lot more original films are going to start to get made again. I think we're kind of coming out of this period where people are potentially getting a little fatigued by, you know, huge IP, and I'm hoping that that studios and financiers are going to start taking more and more risks on more sort of unique original content. I think the audience is showing us that they're hungry for that sort of stuff. So I'm optimistic in that sense. I think, you know, what the shape of the business is going to look like for the next 5 years, I really don't know what it's going to be, but I'm hoping one thing that comes out of everything that we've been through in the last year, in terms of all the strikes, et cetera, is that people are hungry for original content.
Yeah.
So Lefty is a filmmaker himself, and you're seeing that people are hungry for content, right, Lefty?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had the great glory years of all those superhero movies, but I think it's about time we get back to authenticity and true storytelling, which is really what matters.
Totally. And I think that the audience is telling us that. I think they've told us that forever. But I am hopeful that we in the business are going to start listening to that more and more.
So what has been the feedback of people that screen the movie before it comes out? What have you been getting?
We've been getting a great response. People really attach to the characters and the themes, and I think feel very uplifted by the end of the film.
All right. And people could check out Little Wing. When is it going to be available in theaters and everything? When are we get people could check it out?
It's coming out tomorrow on Paramount Plus streaming.
Paramount, so I'm streaming. I'm gonna be check again. I'm gonna finish it up today. I appreciate it, Dean. It was awesome. Anywhere place we connect with you, where can we go? Hey.
What's that?
Where can we find info on you, Dean? People could check you out.
Google, I guess.
All right, Google you. We'll just Google you. Appreciate it, Dean. Thanks again, man.
Thank you
so much.
All right, you're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.